minute, Crossfade.
The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording with Josh Jensen and Tommy Jacket.
Episode 112.
What's up?
There's a bit of noise. I don't know if you can hear in the background.
We're in my office. It's nice and... Okay, Bree's just yelled. So there is noise. It adds a bit of atmosphere, she says. But this is a live episode. We're in front of an audience of three.
That's the biggest live crowd we've had.
Someone just walked past. I'll count that as four.
This is actually huge. Are you feeling the sort of epicness of this show?
I've thought about us doing this on stage because we talked about doing like an open mic-esque night. Open mic vibes where you kind of have a bunch of people on stage.
Yeah.
Or we have other, you know, guests. And I was thinking about it, how much would it change it? Because we don't record this. We don't video this yet. Yeah. I was thinking about adding that extra element on. Like I pick my nose and I'm a fucking grub.
Pig.
I'm a pig.
A grub is a really funny slur though, isn't it?
It is.
You grub.
You grub.
You grub.
But I was thinking...
What, you used to call me a rat?
I called you a rat. Half the time it was because you were trying to hump me or do some weird shit.
Oh, it was when you were... No, you were flying a drone and you had it pointed down.
Oh, no. No.
I'm just talking... That's the only time I've ever humped you.
Yeah, you were a rat then. But then the other time you were a rat is when you had sunburn and you were peeling and you were wanting me to fucking touch it.
Yeah, and what do you say? No,
get the fuck off me, you rat.
Yeah, that's it was rat.
It was an old school year 7 slam.
It was the best slam there is, really. No, it's the... I would worry about the one concern I'd have about the live show is showing off.
Yeah. What?
I get silly.
The JJ putting on a little home show.
Mm. I only ever get... I just feel a bit triggered to...
Perform.
No, I was going to say it would just trigger the... Reminding me of when I was a kid and being in the car and mum saying that I was showing off.
Oh, yeah.
And Bree says it. And Bree does it too. She knows my trigger points. She'll say, oh, you were, you said that thing you weren't, you know, I said that in confidence. You're just showing off.
Mm.
So,
but maybe, I don't know.
Maybe I'd be good.
Maybe.
But also, you'd have to bring a certain level. I'm really annoyed because I'm not annoyed. I guess it's just part of being Josh, but I just got a subscription renewal. For a Strava, which I haven't used.
I can make this decision for you. Do not renew. You don't fucking use it.
Yeah, well, it's...
Strava, a bike riding app.
Well, it's already come up.
You've paid it.
Yeah. Dear Josh, the following subscription... Oh, no. This is a great opportunity. Bree's giving me a stare. It's only $89 a year.
Only? I love it how you paint the only $89 a year and I'm about to go away for four of those months.
Strava Premium, 5th of August, I register. So if I can remember to... turn that off.
Okay, Bree, put a note in your diary, 5th of August, do it for the...
No, well, I could do it now. I could close it down
now.
Yeah,
but we're doing a podcast here, mate.
The other thing too is the other things I'm paying for and not using at the moment, The Atlantic.
What the hell is The Atlantic?
It's
a newspaper.
Yeah, newspaper. New York Times.
You meant to read those.
Yeah, so I've got a couple of apps. I was going into a stage where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be a little bit more thoughtful with the media that I'm consuming.
Well, and you thought that that's the really healthy outlet to consume.
Well, it's like instead
really
of...
Really reliable media.
Well, instead of using Facebook or Twitter or Instagram as my news source, maybe I could just read sort of more editorialized pieces.
I had the idea of doing a video of you... pinning up on a wall with you know, like post-it notes, all the subscriptions you had and you weren't keen on it.
It
never really stuck with you. I was like, this is going to be so great. It's going to be able to see
how
much money
be?
A year you're spending and how much we can cut it down. And
I mean, that
you
would just be handy.
A fan of it.
I mean,
that
would be handy for you just to do anyway for me if you wanted to do it.
I went to Woolworths yesterday.
Yeah.
One of the big two. No, big three. What would there be? How many shopping centres? Aldi, Woolworths, Coles.
Why
and
would
one
you
of the
say
others.
Aldi? Are you the type of guy to say Aldi first?
No, I just was reflecting because I'd already said Woolworths, meaning like the big three supermarkets.
No, there's a big two.
Big
Woolies
two.
And Coles.
Okay, big two supermarkets. Well, I went to Woolworths yesterday.
What'd you buy?
I bought a bunch of stuff for dinner, some pumpkin, some other things to roast, onion, a bunch of other stuff, some corn chips, hummus. Have I got you? You interested?
Yeah, I'm interested.
Anyway, took it all to the front.
Yumi's hummus?
Yes, that was. I think it was that one.
Can I just
nice one.
Before you, just in regards to hummus or hummus, hummus? Can I just say hummus? I don't know how to say it. Anyway, the you know how you can get the big 1 kilo tubs?
Mm-hmm.
Bree and I used to buy that. And like it would last a little while, yeah? Read on the tub a while back, you've got to consume within 5 days.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
So there's no, like the idea of having a kilo of hummus in 5 days, even for me, is a stretch.
So it's anyway, a lot of hummus.
So you've bought some pumpkin, yeah, you bought some hummus.
I took them all to the front and I put them down and it's, oh yeah, bags are 50 cents now. So they've removed all plastic bags.
I think
and
it's great. Got this
100%. But, and I know I sort of let people in on my thinking process. It was very quick, but I had a moment where it was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
But I immediately then countered that with telling her, this is such a great thing. I'm so glad it started. But I honestly think it is right.
That's really good.
And I honestly have known about it and been behind the initiative to get rid of these plastic bags. But the little part of me, that arsehole in me was just like, oh, you're kidding me. You're putting me out here.
I think it's great. I like we could call that the haircut effect, which is when your mate gets a haircut and it looks shit and you want to say something and you go to say it's a shit haircut, but instead you know you want to say, you have to say something out of the system. So you're like, mate, great haircut, but it's fucking shit. You know that, right? And so it's a similar thing. You've just done a bit of a switcheroo.
Yeah.
You've taken a negative thought.
Which it was stupid because it is.
I did that last night where I've been staying at my mum and dad's before Bree and I head off next
You've
week.
You've moved home, let's be yeah. honest.
I'm not comfortable with that.
You're in transition.
Yeah.
Because you're flying first class next Tuesday.
With points, with points. No, but I... Do you just do a hummus burp? Or no, Riley's eating... Is it Riley that's eating something? It smells good. She's got her headphones in.
Riley, what are you eating?
What's Riley eating?
What are you eating there?
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti?
Spaghetti.
Meatballs. With meatballs. But not spaghetti, okay. It's squash. Okay, great. I'm glad
low
I asked.
Option.
She says it's great. She just discovered it this morning. All right, great. We'll have to do another episode.
Couldn't take it
that.
Home in a bag, though. Yeah. Had to buy it for 50 cents.
Yes, I'm not living with my parents. I'm just like staying there for a few days. Anyway, Bree and I have been getting up at 5 a.m. every morning to get in so she can go to the gym in Abbotsford at 6 a.m. And so it means early nights. I need 8 hours of sleep.
Yeah,
and,
we know, princess.
I've been editing. I've been editing a lot, I've been fucking procrastinating. Like you wouldn't believe.
I can tell.
I got into a flow editing. Anyway, didn't get home to mum and dad's where we're sort of just temporarily staying.
Yeah, we know. You said that.
It's just temp.
To be clear, Josh is not actually living back at home.
No, it's all temp.
Nothing wrong
it's
with
all temporary.
That.
Anyway, and mum will tell you that too. She's made it very clear
she
that
wants
this
you
is
fucking
a,
gone,
100%.
Dude.
I mean, even us keeping shit there, she's not comfortable with. It's like...
No, I get it. Once you've flown the nest, they don't want you flying back.
Yeah, it's a sort of... Yeah, once you've done that deal. But get home and... Mum says, oh, Josh, we need some help. It's at 8:30. I want to be in bed by 8:30. But I'm like, okay, whatever. Mum says, we need some tech help. I'm like, okay, yeah, what is it? I was fine at that point. And then she said, I got a new iPhone and it's asking for my email password. And the thing is, I'm happy to help Mum and Dad. And Mum will quickly point out, do you know how much we've done for you? You know,
yes.
That shtick. Yeah, we realise.
She actually has, Josh.
She's done a lot. She's done a lot. She used to, Mum and Dad used to drive me to the Victorian College of the Arts 2 days a week so I could do a film course. You know, they spent probably $4,000 over 2 years on the course. Yeah. They've done a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Along with just raising you full stop.
No, but Mum will bring up the VCA thing is the go-to. That's the one
well,
that
she just
for whatever...
She knows how to cut through to her son.
I don't know what it is, but that's the shtick that she likes to talk
that's
about.
So
yeah, it's
funny.
Not the fact that like I lived with them and they brought me up for 18 years. It was the 2 trips to VCA every week apparently. But anyway, so she says to me that the password... isn't working.
Yeah.
And so I said, no, you just need to put in the password, like your last password and it works. And she goes, I don't know what it is. And the reason this was so upsetting was because Dad had forgotten his password.
Oh, no.
Probably a year ago. And it was such a pain in the ass. And I, in that moment, said, the one thing that I can't help you with is if you forget your password. Just write it down. I don't care. If you don't want to use LastPass, if you don't want to use one of those password managers, which is what I've been suggesting,
yeah.
Just That's the one thing I can't help you with, right? The one thing I can't help you with is remembering your fucking password. And so I was so angry about it. And so Mum was like, you know, don't worry about it. Yeah. And I was like, no. And so I was in the moment, I was like, okay, I won't worry about it. And I was going off to bed. And I'm like, look, I thought about it. I'm like, you know what? They're about to go on a trip. I'm like, she's not going to have email. She's not going to be able to access her email. So then I had to troubleshoot and sort it out, and took like half an hour, got it all sorted. But it was I was so annoyed, and I reacted.
Yeah.
And I've been listening to a book at the moment. I think it's like The Power of Being Disliked, or like being comfortable with being
not how to deal with your mum and dad.
Yeah, exactly. But what I don't know why, but there was something in that book which sort of inspired me to be like, you know what, I don't need to be an asshole right now. And it's that annoying thing where you be an asshole initially.
Yeah, yeah.
You say, you're like, this is fuck. Like I was planning on going to bed right now, and now I'm going to spend an hour sorting out this thing just because you didn't remember the password, that was the one thing, right?
It's inconvenient. And so, I get it.
But the thing is, I understand that that's like an asshole-ish thing. But the annoying thing about that is once you've said it, even once you've fixed the password and you've done the 45 minutes, you get none of the credit. Because you're still the asshole.
Well, because you arced up at the start.
Yeah. So now it's like, thanks for nothing, asshole.
The thing with family relationships is there's trigger points.
Yeah.
It's from growing up. It's from, and I get it. Technology, I wonder if technology, as in this kind of shit you're talking about, has taken apart families.
I reckon iCloud has done it alone.
Well, have you been, you know, the Apple store? My mate messaged me. He's like, dude, what a fucking awesome store. They do they run workshops for people to...
When was this? I hope that if this wasn't between 2008 and 2009, your mate is sitting under a rock.
It was last week. I know. But I appreciate it, because I go into an Apple store, and this is my friend who has a business, and he appreciates a well-oiled machine, and that's what the iStore is. The Apple Store.
The iStore. Fucking iStore. Can everyone, if you're in your car right now and you haven't burst out laughing at the iStore, you're an imbecile. The iStore. They sell.
But you're saying there's
it's an optometrist.
They have those. There's like, but you know, you can do courses. Like you can learn about
iMovie.
Yeah, and I didn't respond to him, but I've seen that happening, and it is people 50 and above.
Yeah,
there. Those people who are running those courses, fucking patient.
And I would get so triggered. I'd probably end up yelling at all
of them. You would.
But the thing was though, that in that moment I shifted it and I actually went out and apologized. I said, sorry, like I'm just a bit tired. Sorry about that.
And what was their response?
Oh, it wasn't sort of like, oh, no, I understand. It's like, yeah, basically. Like,
should have been.
Yeah, you fucked up. We've done so much for you, which is such a, you know, mum's not reading the same books I am.
The reality is we owe it to our parents in a big way.
We do.
And we let this shit get in the way. Buddy already owes me. He owes his mum. He put his mum through hell and he wouldn't survive without us. So there is a bit of that. And I
get it. And it's, and so I'm trying to be, and I also just think they're going to be dead at some point.
Okay, that's a bit rough.
But isn't that true?
Is it true?
Is that the whole thing? Like, I think nothing will bring you back to reality like mortality, which is like actually, you know, they're getting old. And so I don't want to be like, even if they've got like 40 years left, you know, they're in their 90s.
It's a dark place to take it, and your head does take you dark
places. Well, it's the only way that I could
reconcile this.
Reset mum's password without shooting up the whole joint. No,
like, all right, she'll be dead in 40 years. I'll do this password thing
and
once.
We know that it won't be once. But then I did the back end work too now, so I can sort it out in the future. But the other thing that was funny was then Dad has got, he's just quit his job, and he was, you know, trying to save everything. He's trying to save he had like an old work email address that had all contacts and stuff that he wanted. And so
this has ruined me before. I lost all of my notes because they were attached to my work email.
Well, the day before I'd spent half an hour. This is what's turned in. Basically, Mum and Dad have kept the whole, all of their technical issues until I arrived.
Yeah, everything's happening. In fairness, you are my support guy. Mm. Remember how I even said, I am like what I am for my mum. My mum comes to me when she has something. You were that person for me.
Yeah.
So I get it. When your son's a tech guru,
well,
had melbournegeek.com.
It's true.
Mum probably paid for the fucking decal of your car.
Good year. I think Blage actually did that for me. Thanks for the shout out, Blage. But yeah, no, so, but it was funny because Dad was, he was showing me this account that he wanted to, he was asking whether, he said, if I delete this, will I lose everything? Because I don't want to lose it. And as he was doing it, he had on his iPhone, he had the screen and it said delete account. And then it had underneath, it said, by deleting it, it deletes off your phone. You won't
can't
have
get it back.
Can't get it back. And as he was pointing to it, he actually knocked it with his finger.
Was and it he, his toe thumb?
No, yeah, no, it wasn't his toe thumb. But you should have seen his face. Because he's like, it's gone, isn't it? It's gone. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, when you press that button, it's gone. And delete. You just press delete. He goes, no, I was hovering my finger. I didn't touch it. I'm like, well, the phone doesn't care.
No, bro, but, you press delete.
But the good thing, what, like, he's a hoarder. He actually just sold thousands. I think he just sold a couple of $1,000 worth of car magazines.
Really?
And he had, like, old school, like, magazines that are so old, they had, like, cigarette commercial, like ads in them and stuff like that. But he is a massive hoarder. So I knew that I'd backed up all his important stuff like the day before. So I knew that whatever I'd lost would have probably been this tiny, tiny little bit of information. So, but
and anyway. Who's buying these magazines?
Off
other
him?
Hoarders?
Yeah.
That are into cars? Well,
that's the feeling I have with minimalism, right? Getting rid of stuff. There's this level of grossness, which is I'm just palming on this thing that I know that doesn't give me value and I'm giving it to someone else so they can pacify all their problems.
So maybe the
blender that we gave you?
Yeah. Oh yeah, we got that. That was very useful. We made soup that night. Appreciate the blender.
Did it work okay?
It's a really good blender. Is there issues with the blender?
No.
You haven't told us there about?
It caused one apartment fire, but that's that's all fine. No, it's a Breville. It's one of sort of the...
It's lovely. But maybe so what you're saying is that the minimalist movement, it should be less about selling to get money for your items and scaling down, more a big bonfire where you're just lighting it all up, you're just fucking burning it.
There's so many.
Done.
Well, there's all of these bits to it too, right? Which is like there is that the guilt that comes with it, which is like actually I've bought all this shit and I don't need it anymore. I guess you try and sort of sell it first and donate or just.
Well, books are those things. Because how often...
Books are easy. Books are easy to deal with. I feel like everyone wants a book, but I've got like a couple of hundred DVDs.
And so does our mate James.
Yeah. Do you think James wants them maybe? Well,
no, he does not want them.
Well,
he
was talking about yesterday that he's preparing for some sort of apocalypse where everything goes except his DVDs.
Well, his point was, what if Netflix shuts down?
Yeah, and they said, wouldn't you just go to Village Cinemas? He's like, nah, but Village Cinemas would be fucked.
Taken down.
I'm like, well, if Village Cinemas is taken down, like, what have you got set up that's going to allow your DVDs?
A DVD player, Blu-ray.
Yeah, you would need to have, you'd want one of those sort of universal ones.
Why? I mean, you're wanting to sell them.
Yeah, well, I tried to sell them, but it's they ended up going. They started off with a box to sell.
Yeah.
And then they ended up in storage. I actually went to move them the other day, and Bree had written on a texter DVDs for storage, and then underneath it just said lol. So we understand that, we understand the ridiculousness of it because we're paying now for storage for the DVDs. It's sort of a bit of a vicious.
It's ridiculous. Cycle.
We need to get rid of them.
Get fucking rid of them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do not need them.
Yeah, man, you've still got that cough. You basically were talking about. I actually, for some reason, I looked up sickie yesterday when I was doing the podcast
because we like talking
was
about
talked about
sickie
it.
Yesterday.
And I was just checking the spelling, and interestingly, one thing that I'd never really realized is a sickie, the definition of a sickie is actually a sick day that's not like where you're talking bullshit.
Whereas okay.
I thought a sickie could be any, like when you're actually sick, but you should only really use the term sickie is if it's you having a sickie to then go watch baseball?
Well, yeah, a sickie is usually before that. The word pulling a
yeah pulling is in front a sickie.
Of it. Pulling a sickie
is that an Australian term? I don't know.
Probably.
Talking about like the storage and the moving. I got a notification on Facebook yesterday, and we're still a member of our apartment block Facebook group.
And it even has one?
Yeah. So someone had that, like, their cage broken into for whatever. Like,
so it's a vigilantes group.
Yeah, it's a little bit, yeah, people keeping an eye on shit. But it got me thinking about the when you're sort of still in a world. You know what I mean? Like, you're sort of...
Well, I know someone who got rid of their business and then still has access to the payment portal. Not to take any money, but can see the cash flow of the business that he sold. And so it's like, ooh,
how are they doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, super interesting. My version of that, I was thinking about, I'm like, you know what? Because I was going to go, oh, I don't need this anymore. And I went to sort of get out of the group. I'm like, maybe I'll stick around. Maybe I'll see like if the people who are taking over our apartment jump in, and maybe they might take a photo of, you know, some wall that's in our apartment. I can have some sort of nostalgia.
Mate, you would never speak to them in the first place. This is my conundrum at the moment. Do I go and, because we've had some people move in above us, a few things, you can hear them pissing. So you hear at night, like just water into a bowl, and it's right above our head.
And so what are you going
to
do?
No, there's nothing about going to say that, but I was like, should we just go and say hi? Because we have not seen them. Schedules are so different, but I was like, we've got a small block. Should I go and say g'day?
Yeah, probably with your style of apartment. We actually...
you've got 150 others.
Yeah, there was a heap in ours, but the guy who was above us, Bree, seems to make friends with everyone, and she made friends with the guy who was above us, and he invited us over. It was really interesting. The fascinating thing about apartment blocks is seeing how differently people furnish the exact same place.
Yeah, true.
So we have this really... And so Bree was keen just to basically see what furniture he had. And we had real minimal shit. We just... All like Povo, IKEA stuff. Just nice, minimal, but nothing fancy.
It appeared fancy. Fancy on a budget, you'd say.
Yeah, fancy on a budget. We had like one nice coffee table.
It was minimal, I think.
Which Bree said was marble, but we discovered that it was a composite. It was sort of a mix of marble and plastic.
Marble.
Yeah, well, what it turns out, because Bree was really pedantic about this is our first nice thing. Where did we get that from again? West Elm. So it's
never heard of it.
Yeah, it's a nicer sort of furniture place. So
this nicer sort of rip off furniture place.
Yeah, so this was like our first adult, like, you know, good adult purchase. But Bree said to her dad, you know, be careful carrying this thing because it's marble. He says it's too light to be marble.
Yeah.
And so you could actually see the line of like the very thin marble on the top, and the rest is just plastic.
So did I tell you about the guy who got his motorbike stolen from my apartment block? No. So he keeps his motorbikes. He's got two of them, had two of them, and they're just, you can basically, it's like a car park underneath our building, but doesn't have like a entrance or anything, so it's open, anyone can see our cars.
Yeah.
And anyway, one of them went missing, and I knew this by a sign that he'd put up saying, did anyone hear anything or see anything on this date, around this time, my motorbike was stolen. And I was like, oh, poor bastard. First of all, I think I talked about this. I thought he did an assurance job to start with.
No.
I thought in my head he'd done an insurance job. Then I spoke to him. He told me, fuck, I didn't have any insurance on the bike.
Oh, no.
So the bike got stolen, and he said it's probably going to some farm because of the kind of bike that it was. It was like a bit of a farm bike. Anyway, my other neighbour, not the one who got his motorbike stolen.
You've never told this story, by the way.
Knocked on my door last night, had a couple of beers in his hand, came in, had a beer. Because you're wondering why I'm getting so friendly with my neighbours. No, you look concerned.
I'm wondering, did you find the bike for him? Why is he giving you beers?
No. This is not that same neighbour. This is an other neighbour.
Mm.
This is the one above.
Yeah.
Not the guy who had his motorbike stolen. But he came in anyway. We're talking. He's like, mate, did you hear about the guy who got his motorbike stolen? Did you hear what happened? I said, no. And he said, yeah, he was away last week interstate and got a call from the cops. And the cops said, mate, we've found your motorbike. So where was it? It was across the road, down the little side street. There's like a dead end street, literally 30 meters from us. The motorbike had been sitting 30 meters from where it was stolen for nearly 3 months. And the cops had just located it.
I feel like we passed it.
You probably did.
I think if we were to look back at the footage of me being the dad for Bodie in the YouTube thing, I wouldn't be surprised if I feel like we walked past. Was it yellow? No.
No, it was a white one. Anyway, so he said, oh, okay, to the cops, can you get it? And they said, can you just pick it up when you get home?
Hmm.
He said, no problem. Got back, stolen.
Oh, no.
The poor guy had his motorbike stolen from this place that it was sitting.
You know what? You always talk about the that house that's close to Rob Taylor's, the one down the road that's got all the security cameras. I wonder wonder if they're pointing out and that they could...
It's a good point. But I mean, fuck, how annoying is that? No insurance. They found it.
Oh, that's...
It's gone.
It's a bit of a joke, isn't it?
He at least has to walk the streets to see if it's been just wheeled around another corner.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a tactic that they use. They wheel it, leave it for a couple of months, then wheel it to another section, leave it for a couple of months.
Before they're in before country, they steal it 6 months later. Like regional Victoria or whatever. Man, the thing that I think about is just security cameras. I love a security camera.
What is it? What's the feeling it gives you?
Well, it just gives me a sense of security. Like, no, seriously, I'm sure I've said this on the show before. If I owned a house, I would have a lot of sort of external security cameras. I'd have it all set up, and you'd be able to go back a few months. And
well, you're looking for you're on the defense of criminals.
Yeah.
The thing is, when you're in apartments, half the time you don't have to be thinking like this. But when you're on ground floor. In a house.
Yeah. I don't think I'd do ground... The ground floor makes me uncomfortable.
You'd never live in a house. What about the house, sitting house that you're in?
Yeah.
It was quite grand. It was big.
Yeah.
That you were in. That didn't have any cameras.
It was good that... I was definitely like, this could do with some cameras. I was seriously being like, put one there, sort of set it all up.
Well, I've got a mate, one of my good friends, Brendan. Mm-hmm. He installs security systems.
Really? Well, actually, it's funny you mentioned it because remember we were actually talking yesterday about MIDIs.
MIDIs? Oh, the electrical...
Yeah, they do CCTV goods. Stuff. And James, who sort of prides himself on this blokey bloke, being a blokey bloke...
I don't know if he prides himself. He's just a big motherfucker he looks like a gorilla.
His chest... Why is his chest so big? I love
it. Because he fucking bench presses 150 kilos.
And so that... But how does it actually make a... I don't understand, like...
The muscle grows, bro.
Is that all muscle, though?
It's the
size. It's not. I'm not talking about like necessarily the muscle. It's like his chest. His whole rig is bigger.
He looks like Jimmy. He's a mesomorph.
I don't know what you're talking about. So but like, he looks like Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah,
he's a real sort of
the Hulk vibes.
Yeah, 100%.
But
Hulk
some
vibes.
That's just his build. He's always been a solid unit.
Yeah,
he looks like a quarterback.
Yeah, I guess. But my point was,
he's not priding himself of being a blokey bloke.
Yeah, anyway,
he just looks like one.
He was so MIDI's is sort of this random shop, and he was talking about how he liked their branding, which
is
sort of
bright
like
pink.
Bright pink. He said it sort of worked for that sort of shop.
It is a good idea to go. Like you're thinking, you're right. There are blokey blokes, tradies and shit going in there, getting their electrical supplies from a bright pink logo.
Yeah, it's great.
It stands out.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about MIDIs.
Exactly.
Can we get a sponsorship to deck out our office with CCTV? I don't know. Anything's a possibility.
Well, to close the loop in regards to the
whether or not you live at home.
No, in regards to the small world stuff, you know, like this idea that you sort of half keep your foot in one toe, like I'm doing with the Facebook group. I was thinking about it. And I was like, where else have I done this? And I did it with school. When I finished school, I didn't just leave. I was like the one that was back in the sense of I was teaching media. They would have, I would come in as a guest speaker and all that sort of thing. And I was thinking about you and your experience. Being someone who drops out of high school, you're still...
Chose to leave, Josh.
Whatever you want to call it. Were you hanger on around? Did you hang around or were you just out of there?
Nah, I never got invited to the reunions. I think
that's hurtful.
No, not really. I didn't give a shit.
Yeah, nah, I get that.
But I think Yeah, it definitely was. I mean, my vibe was, I'm out. Holy shit, thank God.
Mm.
And I didn't want anything to do with it. But I went to the parties. That's what I did go to. All the kids from all the private schools, they had some awesome parties.
Man, I went to heaps of parties in probably year 7 and year 8. But then as soon as sort of the real strong alcohol stuff, I just didn't
go. You got out of there. Well, that's where I pioneered and went hard.
Yeah. Man, it's a pioneer. It's a strong word. Strong word. But the point on the school thing is, I remember this one moment where I sponsored an award for the awards night for the year 12s. So MediaFlex, my business, I gave a check for $100 to the winner of the media awards. The funny thing was that my business was so small that there was a time when I gave him the check, I didn't have the money in the bank account.
So if he went and put it,
so if he, clear, I was like, I was waiting for an invoice to be paid. So there was that worry that potentially.
Oh no!
And I remember the other awkwardness of it was, I was they didn't tell me how long to speak for. I was speaking before, so I was.
That's probably the worst thing to do with Josh.
Yeah. So they said, "Hey, we want you to do sort of you to be the former student to come in and talk about, you know, what your life's been like." And I just did this sort of motivational speech, which I think was meant to go for like 10 minutes. And they'd had no timer, no one telling me. And I said, "Hey, how long did I talk for?" They said, 45. I spoke for 45. And I knew that I'd gone too far. I had a keynote presentation. And there was a point where I had a photo of me on an elephant from a holiday that I just went to Thailand. Oh, no. And I was like, guys.
That was me.
This could be you. This, like, you know, live, dream big, you know, enjoy the next year, and maybe you might be doing something that's a little bit questionable in some sort of southeast country.
Just quickly, do you look back on that and think that everyone there was thinking, this kid's a bit special?
I knew that unique. It was a case, because there was one lady who was a little bit tweaked. She was lovely, but sort of. Definitely, she was on my level in regards to vibe, and she came over. She goes, "That was great. That was so inspiring."
She's an enabler. Yeah, that's what we call her.
Yeah, but you know that it was sort of everyone else was a little bit like, they just wanted. It was worse enough to watch all these kids get these awards, but then they had this kid who was me, who was, you know, just probably 19 years old.
It's the former life of Josh,
man.
Far out. I wish this was all. I wish it was a reality TV show. Hey, thanks for everyone who's been sending some emails.
Yeah, when followed up with a bunch of great stuff.
Oh, I missed that one.
Yeah, it's you'll just have, because this is the thing, we share the inbox when they sort that out. But
Karina, yeah, thank you.
She gave some awesome
perspective on sort of being out and about as a woman and how she feels on that in the community.
And I think that you know, as she mentions all of this stuff, it's definitely, I have noticed that my radar in regards to these things, I feel like what she's talking about, I'm starting to think more about these types of things. So when Bree's going out walking and all that sort of thing, I'm definitely like more cautious and trying to be accommodating and trying to make sure and thinking about safety in a bigger way than I think what I was.
100%. Matty Moulton, he sent through one. He's got a friend that he wants on the show. I watched the video.
Yeah.
I cried.
Really? Is it sad? Well, because I saw that.
It's not sad. Just quickly, his mate has Tourette's and Channel 7 did this story on these three guys who have Tourette's, and it was just fucking sweet. I'm a big softie now that I've had Bodhi.
Yeah.
But I was just putting myself in a father's shoes. I cried when the dad was crying just about whether if he could do anything, what would he, you know, turn it off? And anyway, it's a happy story. It's not like they're wanting you to look at these people with, oh, we've got this problem and we want you to feel sorry for us. It's like, no, these are people with Tourette's who are owning their life, owning their existence. And Maddie's friend was one of the guys on there, and
we definitely want to get him on as a guest at some point.
He's full of energy.
Yeah.
He looks like an absolute legend, James.
And that sounds like it. The guest stuff is really exciting me. Like, we've been doing, so with me going away at next week, we're going to be doing 4 shows a week that are just like this, Tommy and I chatting. I'll be remote, but it will just sound like this. There won't be any sort of change, hopefully. And but then every Friday, there will be a guest episode. And because you know, you've done radio, you know what it's like with trying to do guests remotely.
Mm.
It's especially when the two hosts being separately. It was okay when we did it with Trevor Long because he's a pro, and we were also
and Michelle because we had ISD.
Oh yeah, and so that worked well. But no, so we've been frantically over the last week trying to record chats, and because we don't normally pre-record the show, but we just want to have different guests, and we've had some epic people on so far.
Yeah. It's really exciting.
So we've got on Friday, I can tease that we've got Jeff Jowett. You might not know the name, but you'll definitely know the voice.
Or you know his old Protein Cookies, Body Trim.
Yeah, and he was big into the morning TV and sort of the mid-2000s.
Infomercials.
Yeah.
We didn't even talk to him about this, but he had his own studio at his office that just pumped out infomercials.
Yeah. Well, he's got a pretty amazing story. Dude who had a company doing over $30 million a year in revenue, and he got kicked out, lost it all.
Lost it all.
Sex addiction, drug addiction, bit of alcoholism there.
Crazy.
Too.
But and a lovely guy, very much the full U-turn.
Yeah, and so we've got him on Friday. But yeah, feel free to send us an email, hi@thedailytalkshow.com, especially I haven't received a single email yet in regards to where you're listening, because yesterday I said if you're listening,
it's been
on a plane,
one day,
huh?
It was been one day.
I know it's been one day, but if you've, that was sort of a dumb idea. But can
no,
I?
No, Josh wants you to email us where you are right now. Are you looking out the window of on the way home?
I specifically said do it if you were on a plane and you're looking down on your hometown.
Okay, I'm stretching it out now.
Yeah.
Are you on a train heading home?
No. I think if you're with your phone right now and you can send us an email, if you've got Apple Mail, if you've got an iPhone, if you've got Apple Mail, send us an email, hi@thedailytalkshow.com. Just say hello. And you know what? From now on, if you want a sticker, because I'm going to have the stickers really soon.
Oh, yeah.
Put in your postal address and we'll send you a sticker or something. So it's The Daily Talk Show. hi@thedailytalkshow.com. is the email address. And thank you to everyone who has been reviewing us on iTunes. There's been some new ones that have come through.
Ooh la la.
People asking about the squeegee story. But you'll have to just go back and find it. But it's The Daily Talk Show. Have a good one.